This podcast is presented by Walmart, where you'll always find unbeatable prices on over-the-counter drugs. Walmart. Save money. Live better. For Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson, and we are here once again with world-renowned heart surgeon, best-selling author, and senior medical contributor for Discovery Health, Dr. Mehmet Oz. Dr. Oz has a new book coming out and a new special airing in November on Discovery Health called You Staying Young. So, Dr. Oz, thanks for being here, and let's start by telling us a little bit about the book and the new TV special. If there are three things we should start doing tomorrow to turn back the clock, what would that be?
Of course, there are many things that can help us age better. In fact, we outlined 14 major agers in the book, but the three things that I will start doing tomorrow to turn back the clock are to start walking, because you can do it forever. It never wears you down. The beauty of walking, in addition to the fact that everyone is born and created to be able to do it effortlessly, is that it builds up those basic core muscles, the muscles in the middle of your body that end up actually chewing up a lot of the calories that we eat. And that's one of the reasons that we think it might be beneficial. Plus, metabolically, it puts you where you need to be, both with regard to a basic metabolic rate, but also with your weight. The second element of turning back the clock, for me, is all about fiber. You know, people don't realize how important fiber is to our diet, but when you have enough fiber in your intestinal tract, it actually mixes up with some of the key ingredients of your bowel to allow you to get rid of some extra cholesterol. It's very effective for that reason in preserving heart health. It's great for being regular, which makes you feel good anyway. It gets a lot of the stuff that you've eaten through your system more readily. It actually also turns out to reduce the chance of cancer for reasons that we're not completely sure about. So that's what I make as my number two major step. And the third step that I would take today to turn the clock back is to begin to meditate or adopt some type of activity that allows you to calm yourself and center yourself. You can get it through yoga or Qigong, and we actually provide a Qigong tape that goes along with the book if people want to experiment with that. But we want folks to begin to get comfortable being with themselves, looking for the inner power and that we all have that we know is associated with a longevity. Because at the end of the day, if you have a connectivity to the rest of the planet, if you understand a deeper purpose to your being here, then you'll actually have a reason for your heart to keep beating. And that ends up being a very powerful driver of longevity.
Talk a little bit about the impact of stress on our biological clock. How does it work to cut years off of our lives, and what can we do about it?
Well, just to fill this out a bit more, in addition to doing the kind of mind-centered activities that I was talking about, it's probably worthwhile understanding why a better response to stress is so important for our bodies. Now, remember, I'm not talking about getting rid of stress. I'm talking about actually allowing you to deal with the stress that's naturally found in all of our lives more effectively. It turns out that we've got on our chromosomes these little DNA strands. And imagine these DNA strands and chromosomes are these long wound-up shoelaces. Now, at the end of the chromosomes are little caps. On your shoelaces, they're called aglets, A-G-L-E-T. That's a good word for Scrabble, by the way, because most people don't know that. But in biology, the tip and cap of the chromosome is called a telomere. The telomere is actually cleaved, it's shortened when you feel stress. Now, over long periods of time, this experiment was initially done on women who had children who were dying of cancer. So these people were feeling intense stress. The telomere lengths were noted to become shorter over time. The shorter the telomeres are, the less of a cap there is on that chromosome. And when the telomere gets short enough, just like in a shoelace, that cap comes off, the shoelace frays, the same thing happens to your chromosomes. So you're unable to reproduce as readily as you need to. The reason that's a problem is because we are continually replenishing our organs with stem cells from our own bone marrow. Those stem cells have to remake themselves in order to be supplied to us. If your telomeres are short, those stem cells aren't able to reproduce as effectively. And for that reason, you won't have the reinforcements coming to help your own organs, and that's what aging is all about.
So, Dr. Oz, what's the biggest misconception about aging?
Without any question at all, the biggest misconception about aging is the belief that if you can get rid of chronic diseases, you'll live a lot longer. But here's a statistic that should shock you. If you get rid of all the cancers and get rid of all the heart disease, the average life expectancy will be increased by less than a decade. So this is not about avoiding bad diseases. And stopping the aging process is about getting the individual cells to function more effectively so you avoid the frailty that's associated not just with the shortening of your life expectancy, but a reduction of the quality of life of that life expectancy. You know, we think that you should be able to live to age 100 effortlessly. But you don't want to get there without the quality of life you have at age 50. That's the challenge, and that's what aging healthily is all about. And we can give you that vitality, we believe, through some of the new insights that we have in medicine. And that's what staying young is all about, sharing those new insights with you so you can begin to act differently. So the entire generation of people who are now passing through their lives with great health can continue to prosper without facing some of the crippling illnesses, including frailty, that's afflicted prior generations.
What's been the most difficult aspect about aging, mental or physical, that you personally have had the most difficulty coping with?
For me personally, the most difficult part about aging healthfully is dealing with stress in my life. I think this is common for a lot of folks. I don't have any problem exercising. I do it all the time. I eat well. The stress itself is not the problem, as I've mentioned, but you do have some impact when you get overwhelmed. And as a heart surgeon, I have a lot of critical decisions to make, and sometimes they don't go well. And in the subconscious, that leaves a scar, and I'm still concerned about that effect of stress on my life.
Dr. Oz, there's a test you perform in your aging program called the Biophysical 250. What exactly is that, and what does it measure?
Oh, I love the Biophysical 250. It's sort of like carbon dating you. It gives us an insight of what our body thinks is happening inside of us by looking at a large series of blood tests that include the kinds of things we talk about in the You Staying Young book. We're able to identify very precisely what parts of you are failing, if any, and if they are failing, what can you do to rectify the situation? So instead of having to trust your insights into what you think is going on, we can look at inflammatory function, cardiac risk factors. We can look at your hormones. We can look at your vitamin levels. We can even look at your telomeres. As I described earlier, one of the key ways that we may be able to identify whether or not your cells are aging in a healthy way.
Well, some experts are saying that babies born today could easily live into their hundreds. Talk about why that is and the future of staying young.
You know, I got to say, I agree with the experts that believe that babies born today are going to live into their hundreds. I think the mean life expectancy should be over 100. It's true that the longest reported human to date lived to age 120. And she obviously was born to a very different world. And I don't know if we'll get there at an average, but there's no reason to believe that we should be stopped short of 110 years of age. Now, of course, a lot of folks listening to this are going to say, oh, hold on, I don't want to have that kind of a life. Well, I got to say, if you have the quality of life that you desire, you would want to live to age 100. I mean, I deal with lots of patients who are in their 80s and even 90s, and if they're with it and they're vital and they feel connected to the planet, and a lot of them do, they don't have any quick desire to get off the globe. And I think most of us, if we're healthy, we want to live to age 110. And that's one of the goals we have with the You Staying Young book.
So Dr. Oz, we heard you did some bowling in your last shoot. How's your game? What'd you score?
Yeah, I did some bowling. Unfortunately, as you probably know, I'm not the best bowler. I got to admit, if I was a 300 bowler, I probably wouldn't be much of a heart surgeon. I'd probably lose some cases. But the game was fun. I got some good coaching from the pro. And I think my score would have been over 100 if we kept going. They were very compassionate and let me out of having to finish the game. Bowling is actually a fun sport. I've enjoyed it. I have played it, especially when I was younger. And I do periodically take the kids bowling. One of the problems I have is that I don't like getting blisters on my fingers. And for some reason, that becomes a constant part of the games when I play bowling. But it might be because I'm not doing it right.
What about activities that you do to stay young?
The activities that I personally find the most useful are the ones that I can do with my kids. Because you know what? Playing with kids, which besides being an activity that usually uses up some calories, also creates connectivity. And that, to me, offers great meaning. Because when you feel like others in your life love you and you express your love for them, it creates a bond that we know is valuable for living longer. And you know what? It's a lot of fun, too.
Well, Dr. Oz, as a surgeon, a best-selling author, TV expert, husband, and father, I guess a lot of our fans are wondering, how do you squeeze it all in?
You know, I got to say, people ask me that all the time. How do I squeeze it all in? And it's really all about building teams. You've got great folks that you love. You know, obviously, Lisa, who I've been married to for 22 years, and all four of the kids that we've made and raised have been wonderful to work with. They actually chip in and help all the time. Mike Roizen. I always kid him that his name rhymes with poison. He's my book writing partner. is a great friend, and we have become very close personally. And I can always rely on him to help me out if when I'm in a bind at the hospital. I've got a wonderful team of people who I work with who are always chipping in and making sure that I look good and helping save the lives of my patients. And that's the kind of interaction that I love. of. And of course, a lot of you have seen me on Oprah. And I must say, you talk about a great team. The Harpo organization that Oprah created is so humble, so hardworking. And just like the Discovery family, feel unified. And you know, you have mentors like that. And at the end of the day, you feel pretty proud just to be involved. And that's one of the things I find to be most effective in helping me get everything squeezed in.
All right, Dr. Mehmet Oz, thanks very much for joining us today. You, Staying Young, airs in November on Discovery Health. For more information on Dr. Oz and this new special, check out discoveryhealth.com.